Anu Krishna from Hungary is here with us today. Arrived safely 2 days ago.
Yes.
We're very happy to have her here.
It's not my question, it's a question from Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of family related, that mm-hmm. in one of our devotee family, there is a kid, disabled kid, I don't know how to mm-hmm. say it nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking me that what is our opinion of a birth like this, because she's very nice, but obviously doesn't have all the capacities we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can see it as finishing some karmic, previous karma, a karmic debt. We're all finishing in our different ways. Someone may have some physical disability, some personality disorder, mental, psychological, emotional challenges. We're all challenged in some way, and it's our karma. And we live with the hope that we're going to finish that as soon as possible. Srimad Bhagavatam has a very beautiful verse, and our gurus have commented on it extensively. Maybe you know, Tate Nukampam Shushamikshamano. This verse describes how it's the benevolence of the Lord. If any suffering comes to us, any difficulty, pain, challenge, anything comes to us like this, we accept it as mercy and grace for our benefit and for our upliftment, and as something that's purifying us, finishing our karma quickly. We want to get it all over with, not put it off. Because the longer you wait to accept the reaction of our previous actions, the greater the reaction. So we don't want to wait. We want to finish it all. And we feel it's the grace of the Lord, the benevolence of the Lord that sends us these sufferings. And we bow down and thank the Lord. Thank you for finishing all these reactions from my previous actions, from so many lives. Now in a short time, it's all coming to me and I'm dealing with it, and with the best attitude I can. And bowing down faithfully to the Lord. With this attitude, this angle of vision, we can understand any difficulty, any suffering that comes to us and to others that we love in the environment, those near and dear to us, if we see their suffering. And if they're devotees especially, this very wonderful angle of vision can be applied and save us and answer our questions. Why this suffering has come? It's from our previous lives. And we have to overcome it with the best angle of vision, the right mood, with a good attitude. So we can give that answer and study more about this verse. There's wonderful interpretations by Shuddha Sridhar Maharaj we have. I gave one that I remembered. It's printed in, I think, sermons. And also you'll find that in a few of his lectures. But we take refuge of such hopeful and real conceptions. There's no lack of evidence to all of our conceptions. There's scriptural evidence, evidence coming from the lotus mouths of our guardians who are teaching us how to follow and how to think properly, adjusting our vision so we can see everything as favorable for our betterment. So that's my answer today.